Had a productive week, a couple of days of work, so.
Ask about that 4th and 19 play. What was the thinking there, and what happened? What went wrong, I guess?
Well, we definitely need a better call there, for sure. In fact, we need a better call on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down, so we're not faced with a 4th and 19.
Did he check down that play, or that was the play you wanted? You wanted a screen pass there?
Yeah, we just need a better call there.
Okay.
Need a better call from me, and a better call on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down as well.
Talked to Coach Del Rio in a moment ago, Coach Norton, about what self-scouting is and what that means to them. What does it mean to you as offensive coordinator?
Well, we're looking at ourselves so we can keep getting better. Every facet of our system, every play call, every blocking scheme, every pass protection, every formation, every motion, every pass pattern, we're continually evaluating and assessing, you know, so we can get better moving forward.
Coming into the season after drafting Amari Cooper, a lot of focus, a lot of attention on Amari Cooper and what he brings to the table. But not lost is Michael Crabtree comes in as a free agent veteran player. What kind of presence has Crabtree been in the locker room, in the huddle? And what kind of player has he been for you?
He's been terrific. We hit him on a couple vertical routes in the last game, which were things that we hadn't done yet. So there's some growth there. And we just want to keep building his role in the offense.
He gets hurt in the Chicago game, rolls his ankle, comes back in a game in the second half and has a huge second half. What does that say about him as a player?
Well, he's been working through some nicks. Had a glute that was bothering him against Baltimore on that touchdown catch that he had. Like you said, worked through a calf injury, an ankle injury. So he's been very available for us, even though he's nicked up.
I saw a little bit of what Clyde could do last week. As you look at now that the injury appears to be behind him, moving forward, do you expect his role to really increase a lot, or is he still kind of like that supplementary piece to Amari and Michael?
Well, we're looking for his role to increase along with everybody else's. But it was great that there was another thing that we hadn't gotten done in the first 4 games, but we did get Clive involved, albeit in a limited capacity. So can't wait for that level to increase in the future.
See as the next step in Carr's development with Derek? I mean, obviously he's made some progress already with you here in the first 5 days. What's the next step for Derek?
Well, just the more experience he gets, the more lessons you learn. He's going to gain a lot of development and strides. It's just the more defenses he faces, the more critical situations he's put into, the more road games, more stadiums that he steps into, the more defenses that are designed to stop him cold. So it's a process, and he's making good progress through that process.
Outside of Crabtree, you have the youth in pretty much every skill position, running back, slot receiver, Cooper. Do you really have to kind of harp on those guys, all the little mental things that are important for these guys during games, checking pressures, like all these like little things? Do you really have to focus on that with these young guys? Or?
We do, but we're past that point of them being considered young guys.
Okay.
We're going to be 6 games into it when we return for San Diego, and there are no more rookies or young guys. They're being counted on to know what to do and do it at a high level.
Talking to a lot of people this week, they said there's not any glaring issues. It's attention to detail. It's the little things, that can make that 3-yard run pop to an 8-yard run, or the 8-yard run becomes a 40-yard run. What do you see from some of the things that are holding you back from being a little more efficient or have more explosive plays?
I think just the process that we're going through. We want it to happen quicker, and we're not pleased with where we are right now, so that's got to feed the fire for us to want to get back on the winning side of the ledger. And to do that, like everyone's been talking about this week, we're all in sync there. We want to clean up the things that need to be cleaned up so we can achieve our potential.
How do you think you guys are operating when you guys go to a higher tempo? Do you think that you guys are executing well in that and some improvement?
We are at times. That's part of our system, and we look forward to implementing that to a higher degree, in the future, along with also when we bring Leaf into play some tight end to kind of get big on people. We had a couple good plays the other day from that, but that's another facet of our system that we want to get better at because it's a good tool.
With everything that's going on in the running game, I know Marcel's so important to you as a blocker, but he has had success in the past here when he's had to be leaned on as a running back. Moving forward, is he a guy that you can maybe plan on using him a little bit more as a runner, or is he still kind of more important to you as that lead blocker type?
Well, we've got a good lead blocker, as you've seen, in the form of Mays. And then Marcel can do those jobs as well, and Marcel has his receiving background from college and things like that. So We had a handoff to Marcel the other day, which he banged it up in there for 6 yards, and so he has that ability. So you're right, we want to give those guys their opportunities because they do have ability. And then getting Taiwan back, that'll help us hopefully as well in the run game, give us the juice, you know, that we're all looking for.
The last 2 weeks, would you say teams are taking away Amari in the second half, or what's been the issue in the second half as far as...
Well, that has really been something we've worked on this week. We want to keep Amari being a threat throughout the game. At times, we've had some plays designed for Amari, and the ball's just gone the other way, just due to coverage or protection, things like that. But we want to do a better job of making sure that, you know, his production stays consistent and doesn't taper off like we've been witnessing.
The more he does, the more attention he gets sometimes. Is that something that you're having to bat now?
He does, and he does a great job. Sometimes he plays the flanker, sometimes the split end. We get him at the slot. You know, he's a sharp young man, so we're able to move him around, and Blake can't get a beat on him.
It also seems like, you know, a guy who takes his mistakes very seriously. He's his own worst critic. He'll drop a pass, get mad at himself, and then he won't drop another pass the rest of the game. This game, he started off without dropping any passes at all, so it seems like he's improving on those little details as he goes along.
I think so. He's becoming more comfortable with his teammates, more comfortable in the system. He gives us good feedback both during the week and during the game about what he's seeing coverage-wise. So there's a good rapport there.